The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there on our site. You can create the content. What you see on the front page has been put there by listeners just like you. You submit whatever you want. Maybe it's a news article, blog post, YouTube video. Whatever you see online that you want to share with us, share with our listeners, submit it there to the front page of the website, and then you can vote up or down. You can vote on the different things that other people have submitted there as well over at freetalklive.com. It is Reddit-based. That means it's free. So go to freetalklive.com to get started with that. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts here. By the way, our username on Skype is lrn.fm. You may send a contact request there. It'll be approved. It'll be easy for you to call us on Skype. We're going to get to a Skype call here in a little bit. But we actually have Greg on the line first. Greg is in Brooklyn, New York. And, Greg, you'd called in to talk about the idea of rights and secession. So go ahead and sort of recap for listeners just tuning in, because you just barely got started right before we had to go to the news.
Right. So, you know, we have this idea that what if you were able to secede, to quit it all and get your own land, and you would have, let's say, a lot of land, and you would have to share with other people. How would you run that area? How would it be organized? And whatever the system was, what is your conception of rights? Because from what I understand, if you're a libertarian or like an American style libertarian, like anarcho-capitalist, then you would really be into property. So can you explain, like, where does the right to property come from? Why is that right? Are there any other rights besides
okay.
that one?
So you've hit a whole bunch of things there in that statement and or the question. Well, we can talk about rights and but briefly to answer your question about secession. If New Hampshire were to secede tomorrow, New Hampshire already has a government set up. There's already a constitution here. As all things considered, the New Hampshire Constitution is a pretty decent one. It's got a right to revolution in it, the right to conscience. There's a number of useful things in there. I'm sure, Daryl, you have a few favorites as well.
I do love the right to conscience, mm-hmm. the supposed right to revolution, even though, you know, no matter how many times it gets brought up
in court,
the judge just sort of glosses over and, well, there were rights that were mentioned, but because you didn't file certain papers, then I don't have to consider those. And you didn't delve into why you'd believe that right applies.
Sure.
And, of course, you couldn't delve into it because you didn't file papers saying that you wanted to bring a constitutional claim. So, therefore, I just have to, you know, like, acknowledge that you mentioned it.
So the government is already existing in New Hampshire. We would be lopping off the federal government. And then we can deal with changing the New Hampshire government as time goes on. I mean, the difference between what we have with New Hampshire and what might be an ideal for a voluntarist is, you know, there's a lot to be done there. But I think just getting out from underneath the thumb of the federal government,
removing one layer of government is a good start.
Would be a nice start. But let's get into the issue of rights, because I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about property. And by the way, I'm not an anarcho-capitalist. I don't necessarily support one economic system of organization over another. And I certainly am not an anarchist because I don't support the idea of no rules. I don't have a problem with rules. And I think that the term anarchy has a suggestion of no rules, even if the actual definition means no rulers. I'm also in favor of self-rule, so to have no ruler would mean I wouldn't be ruling myself, and so therefore that doesn't make sense.
What does that mean, by the way, to own yourself or to rule yourself? I've always wondered what is meant by that.
What do you think is meant by that?
I think, well, to me that sounds very much like a slogan, like right to life or right to choose. Like, it doesn't mean much when you get into the details, but I could be wrong.
Do I own you?
No, but I mean, what, you know, I could say...
Does someone else own you?
What is ownership? What does that mean?
Ownership generally means control over something.
Well, nobody has absolute control over anyone.
Frequently, exclusive control. Generally, most people would acknowledge they have control over themselves, that they own themselves.
To some extent, we're if I have a family, we're more interdependent on each other.
Sure. We all are interdependent. We have to interact with one another to continue to exist. No one is an island, and if you try to go it alone, it's not going to work out very well for you in life.
Right.
But the idea that you don't own yourself is, I think, a pretty ridiculous concept. You're the one who has your own volition. You're the one getting out of bed in the morning. You're the one making choices. So it's pretty clear to me that you own yourself, whether you agree with that or not.
I just don't understand what that sentence means. I mean, of course I have freedom to choose certain things within my resources. And if that means I own myself, then very well. Okay.
Okay. Back to the issue of rights. Your question was basically, what are rights? Who decides what rights are? Can you kind of refresh me on the question of rights?
Yeah, basically, what is I have a conception of rights, but I wanted to hear, what is your conception of rights? And are there any other rights? Who decides basically what are rights?
And you'd asked about property as well. You'd asked about the idea of property, because you don't buy into the whole property thing from my understanding of conversations with you previously.
I want to be very clear, like Obama says. I want to be very clear. I respect property rights, but I also respect other rights, and I think that rights are protections given by government, and they have to be balanced against each
other. Totally disagree. I don't think rights are given by government. I think rights are an agreement between human beings that came about because they work, because it makes sense. So the idea of a right to life. You have the right to life because we value living, and it's better, as you were saying, to work together with people. But if you're going to be alive, it helps to have people around to help, to help get things done, that you can distribute different people are good at different tasks, etc. But anyway, the idea of a right to life is something that you want to grant to others in the hopes that they'll grant it to you, so we can continue working together to make a better life together. If you don't respect the right to life, then someone might go ahead and take your life. If a bunch of people didn't respect the right to life, then you'd be constantly on the defense from attackers. We don't have that situation today. It's not a dog-eat-dog world, so to speak, because humans have come to the conclusion that it makes more sense to cooperate and to live together peacefully with people generally. Obviously, there are psychopaths who don't believe in the right to life. But the super
And they generally have badges.
Well, that's sometimes true, but
a lot of them have a sense of duty.
That's one example of a right, and then the other examples you were talking about government granting rights. Again, that's not true.
No, not rights. Government granting protection, not rights at all. That's what I meant. I want to know what other rights besides life and property do you consider to be legitimate? Because even right and property should be balanced against each other. Like in a hypothetical world where there was one guy with a lot of things that people needed, and nobody else had that, and there was, let's say, 10 people in this world, and suddenly there was a famine, and he had all the food. I think his right to property would, at that point, have to be balanced with their right to life. So I think it would be legitimate to take some of his food in order to perpetuate the life of other people.
If there are only 10 people left in the world, then I'm sure that those people can find food elsewhere other than stealing from one man that has it.
You're right. You have to go to some ridiculous, impossible scenario to even try to make the point that you're making here. No, it's not okay to steal from people. It's not okay to kill that guy, to take his food from him so you can continue living. Your right to life ends at the other people's rights, right? It ends at violating those other people's rights. But again, not everybody agrees on what should be a right and what shouldn't be a right. And that's why I think rights are nothing more than agreement between humans. So not everybody agrees with the idea of property.
Mm-hmm.
Property is just an idea that has come up. It's convenient. It's a good idea. It helps define who has what and who has a right to what and who can operate what.
So, Greg, let me ask you this question. In your ideal world, would there be some kind of computer that allocates things to people?
Well, first of all, I don't think there is an ideal world, and I'm not looking for one. But in a world I think that we live in and one that could be better and where we're going. I think, yeah, computers will take over a lot of government functions.
Do you support the Venus Project?
I heard about it. I'm certainly for the sustainable. I think capitalism should become sustainable.
We'll come back with more in moments. Free Talk Live.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. What are rights? Are they something given to you by a creator? Are they given to you by government? Or is it just a good idea between people that helps humans interact with one another? I think I think the latter is the case. I think that rights are pretty valuable, and that it's taken time to figure out this whole rights thing. We may not have figured it all out completely yet. We'll continue with the discussion here. I'm glad Greg brought it up. He's still on the line with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you'd like to jump into the conversation also, there's our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. And, of course, you know, your right to pursue happiness should be pretty much unstoppable, so long as your right to pursue happiness doesn't infringe upon somebody else's right to life or whatever. So, obviously, if you get happy by killing people, sorry, you don't have a right to pursue happiness in that way because it would infringe on other people's rights. And I want to tell you something about someone named Andrew Jones. He was trying to pursue happiness. He was living his life however he was living it. And then all of a sudden the federal government came in and accused him of being one of the administrators of the Silk Road. Now, I don't know if Andrew Jones actually is one of the administrators of the Silk Road. They're alleging he was named Inigo on the Silk Road, the Silk Road being an underground drug marketplace that is available on Tor. He's facing the rest of his life in prison, not because he violated anyone's rights, but because he violated some alleged rule, or they're alleging that he violated some rules that some men and women wrote down on paper in the federal government. He's facing the rest of his life in prison. He's currently holed up in his parents' house on $1 million bond. His parents have put up their retirement incomes in their home to secure that bond, and he'll be staying on house arrest all the way through his trial, which is expected, I believe, to be later on this year. It's not going to be cheap for him to put on a defense. Drew is a Free State Project participant. He's a liberty-loving person. His girlfriend, his family, they're behind him. They support him on this, but they need help with fundraising. So if you can help him out, please go to drewsdefense.org. By the way, he's also prohibited from getting on any device that could connect to the Internet. Drewsdefense.org. You can help him with PayPal. You can use Bitcoin as well. Drewsdefense.org. As we continue here talking about rights with Greg in Brooklyn. And Greg, I think we may have somebody on the line here who wants to talk to you. We've got Justice on the line in Siberia. Justice, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Here I am.
Okay, I have you on with Greg in Brooklyn. Did you want to converse with him?
Well, actually, I was I was actually calling in kind of in response to a point he brought up, I think, last week about force versus violence. And it kind of ties into the whole concept of rights and stuff. So just let me kind of give my little spiel and then just hear what Greg has to say back. You brought up a really good point the other day about how all property is – your point was that all property is based in some kind of violence, basically, like the libertarian voluntarist position being that we shouldn't aggress and all that kind of stuff. And you were saying that all property is kind of based in violence. And I'd like to take issue with that and basically say that, no, I think that property fundamentally is not based in violence. Property, there's force involved in property. All property is backed by the potential force, but that force doesn't equal violence. Violence in its nature is the initiation of aggression. And the difference between a system based on property rights and voluntary interaction, the difference between that and a system of forced redistribution is that the system of property rights and voluntary interaction can work without force. Just because I don't lock my door does not necessarily mean someone's going to walk in and walk away with my stuff. It might, but it doesn't mean. In a system of forced redistribution that you're pretty consistently propagating, if you stop the violence, if you stop the aggression of the state, the whole system comes undone. I'm living in, post Soviet Russia, and talking to the old timers here, the people who lived through the Soviet period, they sing the praises of the great Soviet system and the Soviet man and the wonderful utopia that it was. But when the violence stopped, things just went to hell. In the 90s, I lived here in Russia through the entire 90s period, and it was pretty incredibly terrible. And the reason for that was because the entire system was based on violence. So that's the observation that I had there.
Justice, yeah. I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. Kind of an iffy connection from you on Skype. I appreciate it, though. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with Greg. Greg, response? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand it, man. First of all, you know, I'm from Russia, although I left when I was 1 year old. So it's almost like the mirror image. I grew up in New York. But, I mean, listen, first of all, the Soviet regime wasn't exactly socialism either. It was more of a totalitarian regime. They called itself socialism. But regardless, I think...
What was it? But before you go on, okay, this is a common refrain from people who support socialism is that, oh, well, those other guys in the history did it wrong. Can you name a regime that was a socialist regime in the history of man?
Well, first of all, I'm not in favor of socialism as you think of it. And I'm not.
No, you're in favor of it as you think of it. So I'm wondering what.
I think the stock market is a form of socializing risk that is very good without any coercion whatsoever. I think it's superior to whatever Karl Marx had in mind. So, no, I'm not in favor of any kind of forced redistribution like that. But I just want to.
What are you in favor of forcing then?
I'm not in favor. I'm saying that you can't get rid of force. And, you know, the caller who just brought this
up. Of course you can't get rid of force. I mean, there will always be humans who are willing to use coercive force against other humans, that of which there's no doubt. I mean, that's going to continue. Even if we were to get rid of the coercion of the state, there would still be individuals who would be willing to use coercion against psychopaths and sociopaths.
Yes,
those people.
But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the system, not the people. See, you're blaming, you're saying there's a few bad apples. If these bad apples weren't using force, everything would be fine. I'm a developer of software, and I have a team. I've learned early on with the team that blaming a developer for, let's say, checking in code that doesn't compile is not a very good thing because you're relying on humans to constantly check everything. Instead, the system is at fault. Fix, you know, have the system check it automatically. The same thing here. You're saying, and you know, a lot of the 99% blames the 1%, and there's a lot of blame all the time. But really, no system is perfect. There's always going to be force. And in fact, with the laissez-faire system, with the property rights, there's force too, because property is excluding others by force, if necessary, from something, from some resources. That is what property is. It's a monopoly right.
Do I have a right to climb into your bed whenever I want to?
No, that's the thing. When you start talking about rights, it becomes completely arbitrary. You've decided that there are two rights, maybe three: life, property, and pursuit of happiness. Can you list any more?
Well, I think everything falls under those, but you're saying that no one has a right to property, so I'm asking if I can just crawl in your bed because you don't have property because you can't protect your bed.
What I am saying is instead of talking about rights, talk about protections and how the organization could be set up to guarantee those protections to some extent.
Now, as long as it's set up on a consensual basis, it doesn't bother me. Thanks, Greg. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Imagine looking in the mirror, and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here about what you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a free pound of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. BuzzBox, it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they do something special that other coffee producers are really interested in. They set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their co-op. Plus, we've teamed up with BuzzBox and Kiva, which is a microloans organization, to where every 10 listeners who signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com finances a new microloan given to somebody around the world, and usually a tough place to live, to create a business for themselves or take their business to the next level with a new investment. And once that loan is paid off, we're going to take that money back in and we're going to reloan it out so that it'll just continue to get loaned out. The more listeners sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com, the more loans we can have going simultaneously. So it's very exciting. You just pay the shipping cost. You get your first pound for free, and then you can cancel your subscription at any time. But we suspect you won't want to cancel if you love great coffee, that is. Coffee.freetalklive.com. Go and get started there with BuzzBox and help us give some microloans out through Kiva. Coffee.freetalklive.com. I want to get back to the calls here in a moment, but also just a further comment on, I think, an important distinction that maybe Greg, our caller, who is missing. And I keep Greg on for a lot longer than the average caller because he's challenging. I mean, he's got different ideas that are very different from what we promote here on Free Talk Live, and I like a good challenge. But I think the thing he's missing when he talks about how property is based on force is that property is based on defensive force. So in that, you have the right to defend your property from the encroachment. So you ask the question about, can I just crawl into your bed?
Right, because he said that nobody has a right to own property.
Is that what he said?
He said no one has a right to property because property is based on force.
I see. Well, Yeah, I think that property is useful, and we talked about reasons that it is useful, because having these distinctions, having ownership over these things, helps to promote those things. When you own something, you're more likely to take care of it. You look at the commons, for instance, the tragedy of the commons, as it's called. Frequently, places that are public or commonly owned are just not taken care of very well.
Right. If you look at the poorest countries in the world, and you will notice that in a lot of those countries, people do not have a right to own property, which means people don't have a right to develop property, which means that they don't have a right to make things better for themselves.
They don't have as much of an interest in that property, so therefore they're more likely to just do nothing with it.
Well, the countries that I'm thinking of specifically, a lot of the sub-Saharan countries in Africa, where the people do not have a right to own property, so they'll set up these sort of tent towns, and then the government will just come in at random times and drive the people out, so they don't ever have the opportunity to develop the property.
Put down roots to improve things for the future. And so, again, it's based on force, but only defensive force. You shouldn't be taking property by force. That would be aggressive force to acquire property. But if somebody comes on your property and they're dangerous, or they're polluting it, or whatever, they're going to kidnap someone, or whatever their motivations are to destroy what you have, you are fully within your rights to defend that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think a lot of people confuse libertarians with propertarians. Propertarians being those people that say that property rights are the end-all, be-all of human existence, instead of, you know, the inherent right of, you have an inherent right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The propertarian would say you have a right to property, and anything that you derive from property you have a right to keep. But you don't necessarily have a right to live unless you can live on property that you own.
Let's go to John in Charleston, West Virginia, listening to WVTS. Hey, John.
Hey, man. Last time we was talking about secession. Okay, I'd lay out a couple of things here. We would need energy independence and a competitive corporate tax code. Right now, the corporate tax is pretty high, and I mean, last time we kind of got into it on international or the national, and I think our alliances with international trade and military support would help a lot.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Are you saying the U.S. government and their alliances? Because I don't have any alliances internationally.
Well, I mean, internationally, right now, I think the president is basically a Muslim.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, ISIS, Christians, Jews, a lot of people's beliefs, and I think Jews are kind of afraid of ISIS right now.
I am really confused at your point. What is it you're trying to say?
Well, I mean, it's more than if you look at the Greek euro, Greece has been bankrupt, and I think that's got a lot to do with the reason Scotland ended up voting no in their Scottish election to separate from Britain.
The Greek euro? There's no such thing as the Greek euro.
Yeah, the Greeks don't have their own euro. The Greeks had a lot of national debt. The Greek government had a lot of national debt.
Are you just dropping buzzwords and names and trying to sound coherent? Because I'm completely flummoxed.
I'm confused about what any of this has to do with secession, and what does international alliances have to do with the state seceding from the U.S. government?
I think he's saying he wants to stay in the union. You're saying you don't support secession, right?
Well, I'm saying I do, but I mean, I think that we don't have leadership anywhere in government
we?
Right
Who?
Now.
Which state are you talking about?
When you say we... Just to be clear, John, when you say we don't have the leadership, do you mean the people in West Virginia don't have leadership?
I mean, anybody in any state does not have the leadership or the organized support behind a leader. I mean, we have absolutely no leaders in America right now that anybody knows of.
What? First of all, there are countless leaders. There are various different people leading businesses,
there
leading activist groups, people lead their own churches, people lead in a lot of different ways. So when you say leader, I don't necessarily want a leader. If you want a leader, you can have the leaders you want. You can have them tell you what to do, but I'm not interested in having someone lead me anywhere.
Okay, wait a minute. A republic is about a representative who is elected by the people, a democracy, you know, to lead and to represent them. And, you know, most Americans right now don't feel like they're being represented in office, especially by Obama. And, you know, that kind of...
I also didn't feel like I was being represented when George Bush was president, or when Bill Clinton was president, or when George H.W. Bush was president, and I didn't really know enough when Reagan was in.
I don't know about you, John, but when I vote, it's not because I'm voting for a leader. It's because I'm usually voting for the lesser of two evils in the hopes that they will not, you know, not whip me and beat me and rob me as much as the other guy. I thank you for the call tonight. Very confusing.
The whole thing about, you know, we're a republic, so people are supposed to represent us.
I am not a republic.
Well, there are a bunch of countries that have the word republic in their name.
Democratic Cuba. Republic of North Korea?
Cuba is just simply the Republic of Cuba.
Mm.
I don't think that Fidel Castro or his little brother represent too many people in Cuba.
Raul Castro?
Yeah. I don't think they're representing a lot of people.
No.
The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, I don't think that they're representative of too many people down there either.
People's Republic of China?
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
And you may take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. I do not want to be your leader, and I don't want you to tell me what to do, and we can get along if that's the case. I'm not interested in politicians leading me anywhere. They're dangerous, and they have terrible ideas. Who would follow these people? It's Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. Take control of the airwaves. You don't have to make sense to get on the air here on Free Talk Live. We will do our best to discern what it is the hell that you're talking about.
But you will stay on longer if you do make sense.
It's true. Sometimes. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There are no guarantees here on Free Talk Live, but we will take your calls about what you want. And you can reach us through Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, I said earlier, Daryl, that there was a story about the Americans and Americans' inability to name the three branches of government. We haven't gotten to those numbers yet. We'll share them with you here in a moment. Also, want to let you know that coming up in just over a month, it's going to be Keenvention 2014.
Woohoo!
Second year for Keenvention, and we're going to do it again, and hopefully we'll pull it off again. The first year was way better than I expected it to be. I didn't know how many people were going to show up the first year, and turns out there were about 100 that were there at Keenvention. A little bit more, actually, about 115, 120 people. This year, it looks like we're on target for about the same amount of people, I would say. It's hard to really say because all you can really do is look at last year's numbers and compare and see if you're, like, right about the same or a little
right.
bit higher. And, of course, as you get closer to the event, the ticket sales tend to increase in their frequency. So I'm hoping that we're going to be about the same place. It's an intimate event where you can come to New Hampshire, connect with other activists, people who love the ideas of freedom, who are doers. These are the activists. These are the people with the boots on the ground. And there are also some pretty bright folks as well. So we're going to cover some interesting topics. Some new ground will be covered this year at Keenvention. We got the new Cop Block panel, the new movers panel. Last year we had old school movers, so people kind of reflecting on having been here for quite a while. This year we'll have total noobs up on one of the panels, and we'll get there.
What defines a new mover?
I'm saying within the last year.
Last year.
Somebody okay. within the last year. Movers from within the last year. So those are a couple of the new panels. Some of the old panels that we had from the first year are coming back, but with different people involved in running the panels and things like that. You're going to be doing some of your raffles?
Yes, I need to work on putting that together.
I know. It's crunch time.
I know for a fact that I will have some chainmail to raffle.
What kind of chainmail?
Bracelets.
Ah, okay. Very cool. I had an old roommate who would make full-on, like, chest-level chainmail. Like, it would go around your whole trunk. It was pretty hardcore. And so that's happening. It's happening October 31st through November 2nd. It's going to be a lot of fun, and plus extra fun now because Derek J is going to be throwing a Halloween costume party, which I'm excited about. We did not have that last year. So the first night of Keenvention is October 31st, so we're going to have a costume party, and that's going to be a blast at the hotel. We're going to do bowling and karaoke on the Saturday night as well, and
and I think somebody is putting together a bonfire for Sunday.
Ooh, yeah. So one of the things I like about Keenvention is I don't have to figure it all out, right? Like, I create the ideas for the panels, and I take suggestions from people as to what they want to see on the panels, and then basically what I'll do is I'll select who the panel hosts are, and then the panel hosts just decide everything. So if you're hosting a panel at Keenvention, you figure out who the panelists are, you figure out what the topics are. I'm not going to, I don't want to micromanage. And then other people just sort of come up with ideas, like the raffle, that was your idea. You just came to me and said, hey, can I do this? Yeah, please do that. And then Derek and Danica, a couple of the activists in the area here, they wanted to do the party thing. I'm like, great, do that. Let's do it.
Do it.
So come on out. And if you've never been to New Hampshire before, this is a great excuse to come up and check it out here and meet some of the very names and the people that you hear about so often on Free Talk Live. And it's also a great excuse to come and be here during the fall. It's just after leaf peeping season, so it's not the peak best time of the year to come, but if we were to hold it during leaf peeping season, it cost a lot more to get the hotel rooms. Like, the difference in hotel room price between leaf peeping season and the week that we have Keenvention is like $250 a night down to $80 a night.
Okay, so for the people that don't live in the New England area, what exactly is leaf peeping season?
Thank you for asking. That's where people come to New Hampshire or New England in general to look at the leaves. That is what they do.
You can't look at leaves in North Carolina, apparently.
Do they look as pretty in North Carolina?
They still change color.
Do they?
What difference does it make? They go from green to not green.
But are they as pretty when they change color in North Carolina? I don't know. I've never lived anywhere but Florida and New Hampshire.
They go from green to not green.
But
and then they fall off.
But wait, in between going from green to not green, do they go to bright orange and bright red?
They're all kinds of colors.
Okay, so what you're saying is that
there's nothing special about New Hampshire leaves.
So why the hell do people come here to go leaf peeping then?
I have no clue. That's why I don't understand it.
I don't know, man, but that's why the hotels are a lot more expensive in October and in
maybe
September.
They come up here because of maple syrup.
Yeah, but that's in the wintertime when they're tapping the...
I'm out of ideas. All I know is everywhere I've ever lived, except for Arizona... The leaves went from green to not green. They were all kind of different colors.
Interesting. Well, anyway, my point being...
And then they fell off.
Keenvention is not during the leaf peeping season. It's the week after because you save a lot more on hotel rooms. And I wanted Keenvention to be an affordable convention. I wanted you to be able to look at the price of Keenvention, $60 for the entire weekend, and say, wow, there's no reason to not go to this. It's so affordable. So go to Keenvention.info, grab your tickets there. Bitcoin, you can buy them with Bitcoin as well. And we'll look forward to seeing you October 31st through November 2nd in Keene. Keenvention.info. So, Daryl, the story from WashingtonPost.com, Wednesday, marked National Constitution Day, the 227th anniversary of the signing of the U.S. Constitution, but only 36% of Americans can actually name the three branches of government that the Constitution created.
The Republicans, the Democrats, and the corporations.
A good guess, but no. And
the Army, the Navy... And the New York Times.
It would be interesting to hear people's responses to this. That's according to a new survey from the Annenberg Public Policy Center. It shows a huge percentage of Americans might need to take a civics refresher course. Now, look, I didn't learn a whole lot in government school, but this is one of the things that they did teach. I mean, because in government school, they do teach you about the government to some extent, some basic level. They claim that, oh, there's checks and balances, and that's why we have these three branches of government.
My senior year of high school, one semester of the social studies period was U.S. government. The other semester of that period
that
was economics.
I had the exact same thing down when I was going to school in Florida. 38% of Americans knew the Republican Party controls the U.S. House of Representatives, while 17% think Democrats are still in charge. Honestly, I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known that.
And this is one of the things, because remember we were talking about this briefly before the show, and I said... This first question is really interesting, and then there's a couple of questions where it really doesn't matter.
Right. Who cares?
Because it doesn't matter if it's red team fascist or blue team fascist that are in charge. But one party's in charge of the House, one party's in charge of the Senate. Just happens to be red team fascist in charge of the House, blue team fascist in charge of the Senate. But the thing that really piqued my interest was towards the end of this story,
okay,
where it says that groups like Civics Education Initiative are pushing to include more civics education in high school by requiring students pass the U.S. citizenship test before being allowed to graduate high school.
Well, what do you think about that?
I think it's rather interesting. I don't like the idea of, you know, some kind of mandate of any sort.
If you couldn't pass the citizenship test ever, would that mean you'd be stuck in high school until you were 65?
Would that mean that you're not a citizen? Would that mean that you are then not to be forced to pay taxes?
I doubt it. I'm sure they'd still want to tax you.
Right. But, yeah, you know, they would do this weird thing of, well, no, you're an American citizen, but I failed the citizenship test.
You just can't have a diploma. That's worth anything anyway.
Right. Now, one thing that I do remember from my senior year of high school, the first day in American government class, the teacher passed out this quiz. She said, it's a pop quiz just to see where everybody stands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seems kind of normal for a teacher to, you know, want to figure out where everybody is. And so we took it and, you know, like pass it to the person to your left or right or whatever it was and scored, give it back. And then she said, everybody that got over a 75, raise your hand. About half of the class raised their hands.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if you got below this score, raise your hand. And, you know, it's about half got below a failing mark on the quiz. And she said, that was the U.S. citizenship test. Half of you just failed.
How'd you do?
I passed with flying colors. I don't think I got a wrong answer.
And?
But it was just one of those things of, you know, like, people in high school a lot of times can't pass basic stuff, like how many stars are on the flag, how many colonies seceded from England.
By the way, in case you were wondering, the three branches of government are judicial, executive, and legislative.
Yes.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com, Daryl's website, fpp.cc.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.